Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode of Chase Your Dream. Today, we have among us someone who is an author, a business consultant, a motivational speaker, event planner, brand manager, creative producer, and whatnot. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Antonio Logan on my show. Welcome to my show.
Thank you so much for having me, Schumann. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. What about you?
I'm amazing. Thank you for asking.
So you are into pretty much in all the fields which I've just covered. So what do you do exactly?
Well, I own an agency, the AIM Agency. We're a creative agency that focuses on brand development and lead generation strategies. We take our clients from idea to brand, brand to business, business to elevation and profits, meeting them where they are to help them achieve their business goals. So when you touch on those different things that we do, it's not that we're doing all of those things every single day. We are project-based, and we meet our clients where they are with whatever their need is. So that's some of the services that we offer.
Excellent. So you're also an author. I believe you have just come up with a book. It starts with I. We want to know more about this book. So how this book will help us?
Well, It Starts With I is all about the I perspective, the I mindset, meaning that everything starts with you first. Whether you want to achieve a goal for your mindset, whether you want to achieve a financial goal or something in your career or business, it all starts with you. What you put into you, what you look at, what you listen to, the environment that you are around, everything matters to your whole being. So it's really all about utilizing the affirmations that I've been using over time that has made tremendous changes in my life, applying them to your own life. When you repeat my words, you're inviting all this greatness and positivity.
So when did you first realize you wanted to be a writer?
I've been writing since I was in like preschool.
Oh, okay. So where do you get your ideas from?
My spirit.
That's excellent. So does writing energize you or it exhausts you?
Energizes me, actually. There are times, depending on what I'm writing, where it's not as energizing, but it's not draining either. It's just, it's a different type of release. If I'm writing about things that are maybe sad or something that affected me in a negative way, then the release is different than a release of fun, positive, and exciting things, if that makes sense to you.
Great. So what is your writing kryptonite?
I don't know.
Okay. So do you try to be original or you want to deliver to readers what they want?
It's a little bit of both. I do both. So when I do business writing, I write what my audience needs. When I'm writing for myself as Antoinette and whatever Antoinette is feeling, it's literally whatever comes out, what I'm feeling. But like, It Starts With I wasn't my first book. I've written many other ebooks and I've put together workbooks and planners and different things like that because I'm all about the DIY tools to help business owners and entrepreneurs along their journey. So if I get a client and we have a consultation about a certain thing, and I know that you need a tool that you can do on your own, because maybe your budget doesn't allow you to pay an agency rate for a service that we provide, I would rather go and create a personal tool for you that it becomes your toolkit to reach that goal. And I did it just for you. So it might not be something that we put for sale for every single person, but if another client comes and needs that same type of tool, then we would, you know, give it to them. But yes, I do both for the business and for personal.
So do you think someone could be a writer if they don't feel emotions strongly?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All writing is not about emotion. So you can self-help books that are not necessarily connected to emotional areas can be things that you can write without being emotional, because it's all those books are all about research and information and strategy and how to and guidance. So you don't have to put a lot of emotion in it. Most of the clients that I've worked with that prefer the DIY method, that want to get a book to help them do something, they want all the facts, no fluff, no BS. Just give me the straight information, straight to the point, exactly what I need to do, and I'm going to go and do it to reach said goal. So you don't have to have emotion there.
Mm-hmm. How do you balance making demands on the readers with the taking care of the readers?
How do you balance what? I'm sorry.
How do you balance making demands on the reader with taking care of the reader?
Making demands on the reader while taking care of the reader?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how to answer that. How do I balance making demands on the reader while taking care of the reader? So give me an example of what you mean.
Means, suppose I am a reader who is basically wants to understand mindset, okay? And taking, and he has got some deep trauma in terms of mindset concern and that. So taking care of that, how do you help him out in terms of energizing him so that he can rise in the business?
Well, I guess it would, I don't, I would, for me, I always focus on teaching people to focus on their strengths first. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. once you focus on your strengths, you can then use your strengths to make your weaknesses stronger.
Okay. So how many unpublished or say half-finished projects you are currently having?
How many unpublished books?
Yes.
Well, they're not unpublished. They're all published. They're just not available to you at your leisure. They're available to our clients when they need them.
Okay. So what does literally success means to you?
Say it again.
What does literally success means to you?
Literal access?
What does success means to you?
I'm not hearing what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I'm saying, what does success means to you?
Access?
Success.
Oh, what does success mean to me?
Yeah.
Success to me is measured by the person who's doing the goal hitting or not. I think for me, it's all about what me achieving whatever goal I set. High, little, big, or low.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You are also a very successful entrepreneur. So what are the three most important habits to be a successful entrepreneur?
Staying true to your mission. Don't let people take you off why you do what you do.
Okay.
I guess I would say follow your spirit. Do what your spirit say.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite aspect of being an entrepreneur?
Freedom to do what I want, when I want, how I want, where I want, with who I want.
Okay. So what are the biggest challenges that you have faced being an entrepreneur?
The biggest challenges probably was finding a happy medium of working with small business owners on payment arrangement situations. We have a business model set up pretty much like Walmart or mm-hmm. Amazon or anybody else. You pay for the item and then the product comes when it say it's supposed to come. Even though we're a service, it's still pretty much set up like that. And a lot of business owners, with what we do, you know, they're pretty much project-based and nice-sized projects. So a lot of business owners, small business owners, mm-hmm. are looking for payment arrangements and things like that. And we find it pretty difficult to work with them on that end if they are not able to get approved with our financing partner. We do offer financing where it's no credit check, no interest fee. But if they don't get approved, then that there's a little disconnect there because we're not comfortable taking the job without you being able to pay for it up front.
Mm-hmm. How do you stay on top of industry trends?
Staying in the loop of industry news and constantly looking at blogs and top leaders and seeing what's happening, what's going on.
Mm-hmm. How do you handle stress that comes with responsibility?
Breathe, look at everything. Looking at everything from all angles. I'm a chess player. So I handle my problems like I'm playing chess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you foster creative thinking?
Everything about my thinking is creative. It's a natural gift. I've been this way my whole life.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know when you have a winning business idea?
When it lingers longer than a moment.
Okay. So how do you decide when it's time to move on from a business, rather a business idea?
When you said when it's time to move on, like leave it alone?
Move out from a business idea. Suppose you're thinking at this point of time a business and you want to move out. You assess the time that this is the right time to move out of this business. How do you assess that?
Well, for me, I think that I like to look at how it fits in my lifestyle because we're constantly growing. And as you grow, your wants and needs and desires may change. So mm-hmm. I constantly look at what fits into my lifestyle and the overall vision that I have for my life. Excellent. Within my 5, 10, 15, 20, 25-year plan.
Mm-hmm. So what is more important according to you, innovation or integrity?
You said innovation or integration?
Yeah.
What's more important? I can't really say what's more important because both of those things are very important depending on the scenario. So one situation, innovation may be required where integration is not. And another situation, you might not have a broken wheel, so we don't need to invent a new one. We might need to just integrate a system to make this wheel run smoother. So it just depends on the situation. That's not a answer, a one or the other type answer for me.
Mm-hmm. So what's the most satisfying entrepreneur decision that you have made so far?
Betting on myself.
Okay, that's truly inspirational. Who and what inspires your entrepreneur venture?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been on my own raising myself since a young girl. So there was always that spirit in me that said, anything that I think I can do, I can do, and I will do it. And that was enough to keep me pushing.
Mm-hmm. How do you handle disagreement with your business partners?
Disagreement?
With your business partners?
It depends on the agreement, on the subject that we're disagreeing on. But for the most part, I don't rely on emotion. I rely on facts. Mm-hmm. So I lay out all the facts according to the situation. And that's how we deal with the disagreement. That's going to be the determining factors if we're moving forward, or, you know, what we're doing based upon the facts and what supports the overall goal for the business.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever felt insecure of a decision which you have made?
Absolutely. I have done several types of events and things that require me to collaborate with people I have never met or done business with in any way. And sometimes people who don't actually have a proven anything. So when you create teams with people that you don't know or have anybody to back them up or say, yeah, that's a great person to work with, sometimes you can be pretty uncertain of what the outcome will be.
Mm-hmm. What is the most rewarding aspect of starting your own business?
Seeing your vision truly unfold and knowing that you made this happen from a thought in your mind to now being a physical reality.
Mm-hmm. So every successful entrepreneur has experienced failure. Failures of all sizes provides a valuable benefit to them, which help them to develop their skill and move on a better manner. So what are the three most important causes of business failure?
Improper planning, launching too soon, and not having systems and processes mm-hmm. in place, the proper systems and processes in place.
Mm-hmm. So what are the benefits of business failure? Is there any benefit at all?
The benefit of business failure is once you fail, now you learn. And now you can go and do it right because you know how to do it wrong. That's the biggest gift in it all.
Mm-hmm.
Because to be honest, I don't see any of it as, like, I would be the first person to say in a general conversation, like, oh, my old business flopped, or my book flopped, another book that I did. But in reality, honestly, it did. So, like, the book that I'm talking about, I had my team work on that book for me. The reason why I even wanted to do that book was because I was booked for a speaking engagement that I wasn't being paid for. So I wanted to create a book that was the same title of my talk so that people would buy that book and that would in turn pay me for the speaking engagement, right? So even though the book wasn't exactly how I wanted it to be, it looked really like it was a workbook that came with it. And it looked a little kiddie, like a preschool, grade school book. So I really didn't like it, but I sold enough copies to make enough money to cover that hour of time that I spoke at that event. So it did what I needed it to do. So technically it wasn't a failure. In my business, my old business, that I might would have said, oh, that was a flop, or vice versa, that was a failed business. Even though I walked away from it and closed that business down, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily really consider it a failure because I learned a lot. I built a lot of relationships. It built my brand. It made me solid as far as my branding is concerned. Like, there's so many great things that I could say about that journey that it's impossible to be looked upon as a failure. So really, we have to decide what really is failure. I think that failure is really about when you are stuck in a place of not moving forward. Because if something doesn't go right, you learn the lesson, you fix it up, and you try again, and then you get it right. Did you really fail, or did you succeed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's similar to lose the battle, win the war.
Mm-hmm.
I see failure as the battle and success as the war. So it's like, yeah, you might have lost that one round, But that's nothing compared to all the wins that make up your complete success.
Tell me about your biggest failure and what you have learned from that.
In business?
Yeah.
My biggest failure is giving my business away for my services away for free. In my old business, I think I felt like I gained the reputation of being the free chick or the free person that you could go and get all your services for free. Tell her a sad story and she gonna do it for free. So I think that when you do that, you do yourself a disservice a few different ways, you know, whether you're building up the reputation of being the free person that people come to for free, or you make people not value your services because you seem to not even value them if you're giving them away for free.
Mm-hmm. So what are your 5 things you wish someone told you before you started your business and why?
Okay, learn how to make your money work for you.
That's good.
Because if you learn how to do that, you'll understand why businesses do things a certain way. There's a lot of ways that you can, the money that you already have can work for you more than the way that it's working within your business. And it can become another source of income for you if you know how to make it work for you. Another thing, let's see. You said 5.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared, so I gotta think. So y'all just gotta wait until my brain ready.
Okay. So what advice? No, tell me. Carry on. Sorry.
I mean, I didn't have it yet. I'm thinking still. 5
is too long, right? I should have told you 2 or 3.
That I wish someone told me. I would say I wish somebody told me everything, because to be honest, everything that everyone see from me, I learned and taught myself. I didn't go to college for none of these things. I mm-hmm. learned it on my own, hands-on experience, because I didn't have any.
That is the best thing. That is the best thing.
Someone like me.
Mm-hmm. That's the best thing. Any message to the listeners?
Stay true to you and go for it. If you feel it strongly in your spirit that this is something you want to do, go for it. Look within for the answers. You can do your research, utilizing Google and YouTube and all that good stuff. But the answers that you really need are within. You just got to be in a place where you can hear the answer from yourself, because you already know and have what you need.
Mm-hmm. So the listeners wants to get in touch with you. Where can they find you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Ask Miss Logan, AskMsLogan. Or you can connect to my business, The AIM Agency, at AIM, AIM, the number 4, and brand, BRAND, like dog, with an S, on all platforms.
Thank you, Logan. It's an absolute honor to have you on our show. The listeners will get back with a lot of things they have heard and learned today. Thank you once again for being a guest
in
my show.
Thank you for having me. I love being here with you.
Thank you, listeners, for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you'd like to help us support the podcast, please do subscribe our podcast, share with all your friends, relatives, and enemies, and leave a rating and review. Till then, goodbye. Thank you.